What's going on, everyone? God, that's such a great sound. That means we're back, right?
We are so back.
Back, baby. That actually worked out great. I'm
That was
so
pretty
happy
cool.
about that.
We're so back. Yeah, it's like we didn't even leave. So
We did. We did though.
life happened for some of us, and
Yep.
Sometimes
Well,
dad's got to go get milk or cigarettes.
yeah. Sometimes those dads come back. And that's what happened here. And welcome into the tree fort. Dear friends,
Long last.
we're back with you. No need to cry. The crying is over. We are here. We're here to mix it up, get in that fort with us, and do what we do best, talk about movies, talk about everything. So welcome in. We got the gang here today. Philip Boughton, of course, a one Joseph Johnson, and a one Royal Mills, our esteemed colleagues. Today we are going to be talking about a classic movie. Classic. It's 15 years old, which is wild to me. I don't
Actually,
know.
it didn't click.
Yeah, I don't know when I lost track of time, but I done lost track of time. And 15 years, the movie is The Town, starring Ben Affleck, Jeremy Renner, Blake Lively, John Hamm, the chick, the bank girl. She was in Iron Man 3. I just don't know her name, but
Yeah.
she's someone.
Right.
Okay. So welcome in. Appreciate you stopping in here. Some quick housekeeping. Please like and subscribe. Go to the YouTube. The YouTube, we're getting picking that up with the card breaks, kind of doing that stuff, trying to gain some viewership so that we can make everything as easy as possible to get out to you. So please hammer the like, subscribe, comment, do whatever you got to do, share it. Facebook, Instagram, anything, TikTok. Are we on TikTok?
X.
We're not
We
on
don't have
TikTok
TikTok
yet.
yet. We need to get a few more episodes first so we have like clips to pull from.
We will be getting on the TikTok. I know some great TikTok people. We're going to be getting on that. So stay tuned there. But
Oh yeah. No, you're doing that yet.
yep, we got X, aka Twitter. So yeah, find us on Hinge if you're single. Or if you're cheating, don't bother. But anyway, The Town, classic. I keep saying classic. I don't know why that's my go-to adjective. It is a great bank heist movie, Boston themed. I've listened to podcasts that talk about movies, and a lot of them do talk about Boston movies. And this one is on the Mount Rushmore of Boston movies. So I love it. Obviously, you do that you're listening, and obviously, these two jabronis do as well because we're here to talk about it today. So, Joe John, give us set an agenda here, please.
Set an agenda.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love setting those. Thank you. Yeah, so we're gonna do our talk movie to me categories. I do apologize. I was looking at my phone here a second ago, I will say.
Oh,
So we
sorry.
got our big five categories we're gonna go over. Who do we identify with? Favorite prop, favorite quote from the movie, the best scene, and our beef. I think we have a couple bits to talk about in regards to the movie. I think both of you before we started recording said you had a story to tell. I didn't, I wasn't thinking about it, but I have like a small story to tell
Tell
about
your
when I was
story.
watching the movie yesterday. I was watching on a flight, so I was on a flight back from Cleveland, or not Cleveland, Cincinnati, who cares? So I was in the very last row of our small plane. It was two people on both sides of the plane, and I was on the aisle seat. And I had The Town up, and the whole time the steward of the flight, he's like crouched there, sitting right next to me. I felt like he was looking over my shoulder, to be honest.
He's
But like
watching.
right about when we weren't in the air very long, we were in the air for maybe an hour 45 minutes. So I didn't even get a chance to finish the movie. I still had like 50 minutes left on it because it's a pretty long movie. He was asking me about it. He was asking me if I liked it. All my thoughts about it. I was like not far enough into the movie to like have an opinion. He was just asking me these things that I just like kind of knew about the movie that like I think I knew Ben Affleck directed it and starred in it. But no, he was just being friendly. So I just, being a good steward.
Get me a Sprite and peanuts. Come on. What are we doing?
Yeah, I thought we were going to die. That was a pretty rough flight, TBH.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So just to make sure, this was your first time ever watching it, correct?
That's what I told Phil, I think I dead-named you a moment ago. When we first were getting set up here, I think I've seen it before. But it feels, I don't know, it feels very familiar. That's how I would describe it.
It is. It's like a nice comfy blanket that you can just get into it and just turn it on and,
Yeah, it actually worked out well because I've been, I was watching the Oceans movies, Oceans 11, 12, and 13, the last couple of weeks because I was like, you know what I haven't seen in a while? A good heist movie. And then once I watched the first one, I just wanted to finish the other two just to like, I'm trying to keep track of the movies I'm watching. As everyone knows that listens to the podcast, I am notoriously not a movie watcher, so I'm trying to.
He's a child in the movie sense.
There's I forget what the app's called, Letterboxd, but with movies just for myself.
Yeah.
So that was also cool to keep it in theme with the heist movies. I'm also watching the Harry Potter series for the first time, and I'm finally into it.
Mm.
After the first four movies, probably.
I've never watched. I watched the first one on a lacrosse bus, so there's no sound, and then just all the other ones came out, and I just never got around to seeing it. So dive in. We can do some of those.
Kick it off.
People love Harry Potter, but yeah, Royal, what kind of stories you got here about the town? Have you been to the town?
No, actually. I hate everything Boston, pretty much.
What?
Except for this movie.
It's crazy that Stevie P's not here. Isn't he from Boston?
He's from New England, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
I was born in another state. I don't claim I'm from that state. I'm just saying. I claim for where I'm from.
What state were you born in?
Florida.
Florida?
Catch me in Florida.
I don't feel like you could claim Florida, though.
Why? I was born there, and I lived there three years of my life.
You could.
What was the second thing? You said you were born there what?
And I lived there for 3 years of my life.
He's a jit.
Heard the hood claimed you.
Mm.
So there you go.
But I'm a New Yorker. I wasn't born and raised, but I was raised in New York.
Okay. Okay, so we got that going. So, now, were you born in Tangerine, Florida?
By Miami, we'll say that.
Okay, I don't know where Tangerine was, but if we saw the ending, it didn't seem like it was near civilization at all. So,
which kind of goes hand in hand with something I'm going to talk about later.
Perfect.
Yeah, something I'm going to talk about later as well.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's dive into our categories here. So is this a beef, Royal, since we scratched the surface? Do we want to dive into that? Or do we want to start one of the fun categories?
Oh, I'm ready for the beef.
Give me the beef.
So,
give me the beef, boys, and free my soul.
Sorry. My big beef with that is you went through all that whole movie stealing all this money. You had no goals besides get to Florida. And then when you get to Florida, you live in this little shanty thing on the side of a swamp, looking like a straight bum.
Yeah.
Like, why would you? Yeah. Like, you made almost 3 hour long movie about you trying to get to Florida. And then when you get there, you ain't even living your life. You're just living a secluded hide from the FBI and feds life. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think. I thought that it's like, dude, you have this money. Clearly you weren't spending it on your current living arrangement in Boston, but I don't know, maybe the property, maybe he owns all of the Everglades. I don't know. Who knows what he does?
That kind of rolls into my beef. My beef is, I think the ending, like, I think it's a good movie, as I said. I think the ending is very stupid in the sense where it's like, oh, he's just going to go live in Florida now. When it's like the FBI knows who this person is.
Right.
They have like all, they have all the information. I don't understand how he's supposed to, how he just goes and lives happily ever after.
Like,
it's 2010.
Paranoia off the grid.
Yeah. Cops didn't follow through on anything. They're like, you know what? His grandmother lived in Tangerine, Florida, but, you know.
And it's like, he can't really, I mean, he has cash on hand, but he can't purchase a big amount of property. He can't do anything. It would, right. I don't even, like, and that goes into him doing that whole charitable contribution. Or maybe, was it the girl who did that?
Yeah, he left her the money and said, you would know what to do better with this than I would. Yeah. So maybe he just left her everything, and that's why he lives there, I guess.
Ties into my general beef, which is just the whole ending, because that's also fucking stupid. to use the heist money to do the donation in his mother's honor.
It's very Robin Hood.
It's very...
from the banks and give to the community. So that these young massholes can play ice hockey like he did. And it's in the honor of his crackhead mother.
He's just trying to relive his childhood through all the neighborhood kids.
Yeah.
What team you think drafted him?
What?
What team you think drafted him?
The Bruins.
Oh, did it say that?
They said he didn't leave. He never left Boston.
Oh, true. Yeah. I guess when I heard that, my thought was that's not true. He definitely left when he got drafted.
Well, they said he didn't make it because he was always getting in fights and stuff.
And then he got a second chance. No, so that's my beef in general, is just the ending. It's, you know, a little nonsensical, but it's a heist movie.
The whole movie was great, except that part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just one of those things that how do you tie a ribbon on it as a happy ending? And like, okay, so he had no money because he gave it to her. So then he's down there living on off the grid. He's eating alligators, so he doesn't have to go into town to get groceries. I don't know.
Wearing burlap pants.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you should be able to have fun with a movie, not get too worried about the plot. So
yeah. I mean, John Hamm is the worst FBI agent of all time.
No, terrible. The guy puts a note on his car.
On his car, which is literally right outside while they're looking
every for every step too. He's like, yeah, I saw you guys when you were stalking me. And then they kept using the, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the over under on this being over 6 inches?
What? Okay. my takeaway from all of this was, if Blake Lively called me Mr. 6 inches, I would immediately need a new pair of pants.
Yeah, that's not an insult. I'm sorry. No,
yeah, she could make it Mr. 5 inches and I'd still be pumped.
Yeah. You might think you hurt my feelings.
Yeah. At first, I'm like, is that an insult? Because, I mean, I'd be jacked up about it. I'd be like, hell yeah.
At least 6.14.
Yeah. Hard or soft? You don't know.
Almost 1 gram, though.
Yeah. And 0.0023 inches wide. Like, okay.
Yeah. Did you have beef, Phil?
I had the only beef. So I was saying I watched it with the audio description. So some of my beef stems from that, where they had a British, sounded like an old woman, a British woman doing the audio description for the movie. And there was like twice where it just didn't land. Like in the scene where Jem's eating potato chips at the bar and then Doug comes in and it's like, oh, you don't have to follow Claire. I got it or whatever. And it's like, Jem is eating crisps at the bar. And you're like, okay. And then when she's playing kickball with the kids, like a woman rolls a football to one of the young boys. Like, that's a kickball. That's not a football. So, like, I'm thinking that somebody's taking an American football and rolling it. Had I not seen this before.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what?
And like, imagine you haven't. Holy.
Yeah. Like, why
what
are
the
they
hell is this movie?
Ball on the ground. Yeah. But, and just the descriptions, the nun masks descriptions are hilarious. It's like they dressed up like raggedy, wrinkled nuns. And it just keeps like going more and more detail about how old and ugly the nun masks are. It's just, it's interesting. But beef I have is Blake Lively sucks. I get it. She's a woman scorned. She obviously loves Doug and is mad. You know, John Hamm.
You mean her character sucks or she sucks as her character?
Yeah. Well, both. But that's the character sucks that she blew them in.
She was the weakest link of it all.
Yeah.
And she wasn't even a link, really. But yeah, she ruined it. The Dino guy. So John Hamm's like assistant.
Yeah.
You know, pissed me off.
I always talked out of the side of his mouth like this.
Yeah. The whole florist thing, like I think you could have left that part out.
Yeah, the deep like, lore of the town.
It could have just been like, oh, you know, we're robbing the banks because we need money to survive, not we're robbing the banks to pay some sort of pseudo mob type scenario. I don't know. Like I didn't understand other than he was like a drug dealer in town. And it's like, none of you are doing the drugs. So like, how does he have any pull over you? Just ignore
him. The fact that he'll kill you guys, I guess, if you stop.
Right. Like, yeah. Okay.
I know. But then, I mean, spoiler alert. At the end, yeah. He fucking just walks in and kills him. It's like, all right, well, I guess theoretically that could happen.
Why didn't you do that 15 years ago? Yeah.
Like, especially because What's-His-Face's character was such a loose cannon. You'd think he could have done it, Jeremy Renner's character.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he liked being part of that. He wanted to keep doing more.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I mean, the floral shop, though, was like
when
a
front. Shot in the face, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
The floral shop could be just a whole front for the whole operation, and maybe that Fergie guy was just obsessed with flowers, so.
Yeah. They should have left it just where the flower guy was, like, involved by, like, helping facilitate, like, with the van and stuff.
He came up with the,
yeah.
Which is, like, it was, like, he came up with it, but it's like, you're gonna do this for me. Like, I don't, it's just weird.
Against my better judgment.
He's like, no, I want you as a group. It's like just like the oceans, like where they're like,
it's almost like he could have been the Mort Wiggs, the guy from Goodfellas. The wigs don't come off when you jump in the pool. I know you haven't seen it, but
I have a one point. I just don't remember.
Yeah, he could have been like him. Like he was the guy that figured everything out, and then they did it. Like I don't know, but another. It was beef until the audio descriptions. So the ending with the bus.
Yeah.
So I was always like, you're telling me that this guy just has every like civil worker uniform just like hanging up in his house or something like that. And
yeah,
I guess,
it's
but
like Theft Auto.
Kind of. Yeah. So I was like, that doesn't make any sense when watching it with the audio description. It was his uncle. His uncle worked for the bus, and it was his uniform. And then when he gets off the one bus and a guy gets on the bus, that is his uncle.
Because
I'm like, why did that guy not realize, like, why is this guy getting off the bus? It clearly doesn't work here. And, like, it's because that was his uncle.
Did we see his uncle prior to that? Okay.
Nope. No. But, like, in the audio description, it says something about like Thomas McRae and then like on his badge, like on Ben Affleck's badge. And then when he gets off the bus and that guy gets on, it's like Ben Affleck or Doug gets off the bus and his uncle takes over.
Well, that might explain the scene where he like stops somewhere before he goes and he puts money behind a picture frame of a picture of somebody with his family. I can't remember the name, but that could be it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Like him just tipping him.
It was just, you know, pulling all, like getting his money and hightailing it.
No, yeah. So that was explained by the thing. But other than that, I mean, I've watched it a bunch of times. I enjoy it. That's all my beef.
It's a comfort movie for sure.
It is. It's just, it's one of those that you put it on. There's, which is a great segue. There's many quotes. There's many scenes that, like, if you caught it, you know, on cable, and it's like, ooh, we're halfway through, but ooh, the second robbery hasn't happened yet. Like, it's just good that you can pick them up and not skip a beat, really. So let's go with the quotes then scenes. So anybody have a favorite quote? I know, obviously, Mr. 6 Inches, all you care about is Coke and Xbox.
Yeah, that's actually, I didn't even think about those.
Yeah.
My favorite quote, you know, when we were coming up with the topics right before we started, it was the only one that I really like walked away from the movie remembering. And it kind of just goes down to the point that like this movie's just like, it's fun, right? Like bank, like heists, like fun. And we definitely don't get enough heist movies anymore, I will say. But my favorite quote was from Jeremy Renner's character when they were talking about doing the last heist. And he's like, if we get jammed up, we're holding court on the street.
Yeah, that's a badass quote right there.
Like, that's what we watch this movie for, is like that, like a standoff. Like, that's fun.
And he almost got away.
I know. He's like, I'm surrender. Popped right in the face. He did not almost get away. He was getting...
Well, I mean, when he was walking out with the bag and then John Hamm realized it was him.
Yep.
But... Royal, what do you got?
Probably the best line in the whole movie, in my opinion, when he's like, I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask. And you can never ask me about it later, but we're going to hurt some people. And he just looks at him and he's like, so whose car are we taking?
Yeah,
that's a good one too.
Other memorable quotes from that scene. When he shoots the guy's kneecaps, like, there goes college soccer. That's a good, I mean,
he also said another thing at the end of that, too. He's like, see my face? Remember this face, because I've seen yours.
He was a badass.
Then when he gets the guy to lean in, shoots him in the head, and then kills Fergie.
That was when they broke into the that guy's apartment.
I was saying his quotes too when he was doing that. I don't remember like word for word what he said, but he like had the guy come in and then he talked about
clipping. Like, come here, Rusty. Come here. I gotta tell you something. Come here.
He's like, shit went wrong. I gotta tell you.
And he's like, oh yeah, what?
Suddenly very trusting.
40 of the Dome. What?
But if someone comes at you like that and they're like, I gotta tell you a secret. You know, you come in, you gotta. You just instinctively do it, and then.
Not anymore. Now I'm like, nope, I'm not getting shot in the head.
I don't want to know your secret.
No, thank you. And then, I think the Fergie, I doped her up.
Real proper.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. God, there's another one.
Yeah, that was kind of his like moment to become like the bad guy of the movie, I guess.
With Blake Lively, like when you first realize that Ben Affleck knows her, he goes up to her at the bar. He's like, "You're fighting?" And he's like, "So what if I'm fighting? What do you care? Some Somalians think white girls don't give a shit or something like that." It's like, I guess the Somalians are taking over Boston, and they don't think white people will stand up for it anymore. Like, okay, fair enough. In 2010, the political intricacies of downtown Boston.
Is that what town they were? What was the name of their town? The town?
Charlestown. Charlestown. The south end of Boston.
Yeah, this really does, I guess, feel, I guess like a lot of Boston-based movies kind of just feel the same to me.
Good Will Hunting.
There's terrible accents across Mark the board. Wahlberg,
like, well,
sure, yeah, for being from Boston, Ben Affleck's Boston accent is, I don't know.
Show me some ID.
Yeah, I think we need all parties here to just be accounted for. Okay. Patriots. Oh, another good one. The Lindas want you to come out of the room.
Yeah. Solid.
I think that's it as far as quotes. I do like John Hamm when he's talking to Doug first. And he's like, you guys didn't just rob a Stab Mackett for a box of quarters. It's like, that was bad.
That was very Departed.
Yeah. It's like his attempt at the Boston accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Which the Departed is a good one. We should do that sometime.
I'll throw it on the list right now.
Boom. It's on there. Perfect. Yeah. Favorite scenes. Favorite robbery / favorite scene. I know we talked about it, and all of us said the first one is the one that we would hope happens to us. I think the third one is the coolest. I mean, obviously you're robbing Fenway.
Yep. And as a Yankees fan, I wanted to see that whole robbery go down in success.
Yeah. Well, actually, going back to my beef too, that was one of my thoughts about how it might be harder for them to like track him like after the movie, because when they were robbing a bank, like those are marked bills, but I don't think that
not at Fenway they would.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's just free cash at that point. Yeah. That was something I thought about when I was walking the dog. I forgot to say. Go ahead.
No, it's a good point, and I think again, if it wasn't for freaking Blake Lively getting a DUI, they would have been fine.
Wow.
Bitch. But yeah, that one, that was probably the most fun. You know, obviously the first robbery, like, you know, now I know if I'm in a pinch, like if anything's going wrong, you just kidnap the bank manager and then you tell her to walk until she gets water. I never thought of that. So this is one of those, just like our 50 Cent podcast where we learned about, you know, summertime is the killing season. It's hot out in this bitch. It's a good enough reason. I learned a lot, you know, from a crime standpoint from this movie. So
that was a crazy callback.
I know. I'm full of them. But
it also shows a progression in the steps of every job they did. Got worse and worse. Oh, yeah. And they got bigger and bigger too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't acting like, I know they kept saying these guys are geniuses.
Yeah.
They really weren't acting like super tactful at all.
The first one that was flawless. Yes,
agree.
Yeah.
Second one it got hairy.
Oh. Well, yeah, the hair was a fantastic idea. It's like, so if I'm ever gonna do a crime, just carry around hair from a barber with me, and then just throw it around, and they'd be like, "I don't know who that was there. I don't know.
Why is there 20 dudes in this car?"
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I don't know. Yeah, it was a clown car.
These guys are fucking genius.
No, it was a nun car.
These guys are geniuses.
I like. Another, we're doing scene now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it just came back to my, I was going to say my favorite scene was after the second heist when they were doing the car chase. again, just fun. But I actually think it was when the kid saw them with the nun masks right prior to the robbery. I think that might have been my favorite scene when they were just, he was just looking at them.
Yeah. The cop with the, they get out of the car and then there's just that one cop sitting there eating a donut and like, he just turns his head. That was great.
Yeah, I think for me it was at the end in the final gunfight when Jeremy Renner was laying against the mailbox and he looks over and sees this cup of something just sitting there on the ground and he just picks it up and chugs the biggest three chugs he could out of that straw and then goes gun blazing to try to just end it and get it over with.
I bet knowing that he was about to die, that would probably be the most refreshing sip of anything ever.
Yep.
It could have been a cup of diarrhea, and you would have been like, all right.
It would have been, you know, blissful. I guarantee, like, I mean, because I'm, the adrenaline's probably crazy.
Yeah. Couple of lean, just laying on the ground.
That'd be nice.
What did you say?
Set a couple lean on the ground real quick before you go.
A little liquid courage.
I had another one, but I'm forgetting it. I don't remember.
But yeah. The scene when they broke into that guy's place and shot him in the legs, that was probably one of the most badass parts of the whole movie.
Like, oh, that was kind of a beef. Oh, I just remembered it. I'm going to say it now before I forget. So another kind of beef that I had was like, so that dude, Desi, that was like not the driver, but the other guy.
The tech guy.
Yeah. That's how they found, like, why does he still work at the place? If you're robbing, you made 90 grand in one day. Why are you still working?
Oh, they had to cover their tracks.
Same thing, just though. Like, it's
when
like,
the tracks that got covered are the ones that led right to you. So,
just like when they
forced it back to him.
Well, it's just like when they went to the job site and found Ben Affleck sitting on the side of like a rock quarry. Right, he wasn't working.
Yeah. I don't know. That's one thing. I mean, a sand and gravel guy isn't going to be robbing banks, but it's like the guy works at the bank's freaking security system company. Like, no shit.
In the beginning of the movie, they're like, how would anyone know how to do this? And they said, well, they'd work it. They have to work here. They're not like, all right, well, who, they can't just look at the log and be like, oh, it's this guy.
Yeah.
And in the movie, they said he was 22.
Yeah.
He did not look 22.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah. That was a kind of a piece of beef.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we did quotes, we did scenes. Who do you identify with the most?
I don't feel like I can relate to a single person from Boston. I'll say that.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. Was it Doug McRae? The main character, just because, you know, I feel like once I kidnapped a girl and caught feelings for her, I too would want to get out of the game and leave my crackhead ex in the streets.
Heroin, oxy.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, crack's the only one she wasn't doing. Oh no, she had cocaine in her system.
Yeah, name your flavor. So I too would be trying to leave. Then, you know, he seems, I don't think anyone really in this movie is completely logical, but he seems to be one of the more logical people. Like Jeremy.
Well, he's the only one that lived.
Just wants to keep fucking doing shit for the sake of doing it. The girl he dates definitely has like Stockholm syndrome or something. The fact that, well, I guess she kind of sells him out.
She didn't know it.
Yeah, she's kind of sensitive. She kind of has her head on.
She's in a rough place.
But I don't think I could relate to her. I haven't been quite the damsel in distress.
She looked, he tipped him off though, too.
Yeah, I'm also not a rat.
It would be like one of our sunny days. That was something that it's like, so she kind of tips him off. Yeah, I don't know.
Also,
that was
fucking weird.
Because, like, he's like, I want to see you. And she's like, oh, I want to see you too. It would be like one of my sunny days. I'd be like, bitch, you told me on your first date that you hate sunny days because that's when your brother died. Like, me seeing you would be, I don't know. She might have tricked me into going in there. I'm like, all right.
Well, he was looking at her through the window, but I mean, to be fair, he was always a step ahead the whole movie.
Yeah, well, I thought that was her, like, tipping him off that, like, don't.
It was.
Yeah.
It was, but, like, in the literal sense. Because she's like, I miss you. I want to see you, too. It would be, like, one of my worst days. Like,
I know. Yeah.
So somebody who takes everything literal, I'd be like, wait, what?
Damn, this house is traumatic.
Yeah, like, all right. Not going to call you again.
Yeah. Again, I still thought that was just weird the way she even brought that sunny days comment up and like on their
like awkward.
Sorry, it's nice out, and yeah. I kind of fucking hate that.
Yeah, and the I did like the, you know, he put the duffel bag in the where he knew she'd find it. It's like, yeah, he's one step ahead.
When you read this, I'll be long gone.
Yeah, I'll be long gone.
For the first time in my life, I'm going to lead this city.
It's almost like, this is a dumb question, Joe John. Have you seen Shawshank?
I have.
You have? Okay. When he leaves the note and, did he say in the note, like, if you remember, you know, come find me or something like that?
See, I've seen it, but you're asking me details now.
I said that to Joey Barry's. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to see you later tonight, but I will eventually, this side or the other.
Yeah. Did the guy say that his dad got killed, or was he just saying he got roughed up?
He was saying he got raped.
Oh, shit.
Split him up the back.
Yeah, like, okay, yep.
Yeah. And, like, he had just talked to him, like, the day before, so he knew it was just bullshit.
Oh, so it didn't happen.
I mean, it might have happened at some point. I think it's supposed to be that guy's just trying to be a prick and rattle his cage, and then he just gave it right back, like.
Were you on scenes?
Kind of, yeah.
We're just kind of talking.
There's also another good part that just popped up in my head. The part where they're all getting interrogated and the cop was trying to make the bigger dude, the driver, read the statement. And he's like, he's like, I can't read this. Like, yeah. This isn't how I would say this.
Yeah, this doesn't really sound like me.
Doesn't anyone know how to read from Charlestown?
Yeah, that was a good one.
What word did he say? Where he was like, what?
Good luck with that print.
Yeah. I could take a pinch. Don't worry. I'll only give them your first names.
Yeah. I know. He just goes and gets killed.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Those are real ones.
And there was. He just got fucking murdered.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to get pinched. You're going to get straight up shot.
Yeah. He got shot like 16 times and then like fucking right into another car.
Yeah.
One thing I can give credit to Boston for is they weren't snitches on each other. They held it down. They were real ones. Unlike The Departed, where a lot of them are rats.
Oh, rats. Everybody's a rat. Yeah.
We were doing who we identify with.
Who we identify, yep.
I said Doug.
You said who?
I said Doug.
You're taking Doug Royal?
Yeah, what are you taking? Have to.
I'm taking Dez, the tech guy. That's just me.
You're going to get us all busted.
I'm the guy that is all tech all the time. People call me for tech issues, even though they think because I'm Asian that I made it or something. I don't know. But it's usually on the first call. Hey, my computer doesn't work. Can you help me fix it?
No.
You built your own computer, though.
I mean, why? Because I'm Asian?
Yeah. Because I built a couple computers, but...
Little truth, though.
Not to be stereotypical.
Yeah, a little truth there.
Hmm. I don't want to say,
The FBI agent?
No, it's probably Jim. Mm.
He's a wild one, though. He's a wild card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see you.
You don't think so? Good. Thank you. That was a test, and you passed.
I could picture you more of the driver.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of the driver. I don't know. Maybe
the bartender.
Maybe a little bit of Claire.
Bartender.
You know, you have these dreams, these goals, but it's just not panning out, and you hate your job. So you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna quit. They're like, what are you gonna do? Oh, go play kickball with a bunch of kids. Facts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Just be a servant to the public.
That's really what I'm trying to do, is just get back to my community. Try to restore my community. And then I will dedicate the ice rink to some guy that I hooked up with once, his crackhead mom. So pretty standard, pretty run-of-the-mill day.
I can't see any other way.
I don't know. I don't know.
By the way, Dylan, there was no bartender.
You know what? I might be the florist.
It's like I'm trying to remember a scene with a bartender.
I'm definitely the florist. Running everything from behind the scenes. And also playing with flowers on the side.
And the puppeteer. And getting women hooked on dope.
Real proper.
Clip your nuts.
I'll take that. Yeah. I got you two clipped. Did them the chemical way. Sour Patch Kids, Coke and Xbox.
Kill them with a knife or with the chemical.
I mean, to be fair, Xbox in 2010 was probably pretty peak.
It was peak. Modern Warfare 2. Was that?
Yep. Wow. How are these guys even robbing banks? They should be on Rust.
They got all that time in Rust.
Yeah. It's true.
1v1s.
Russian.
Are we doing items now?
Yeah, that's all we got left. And then if we want to give it a rating, we could.
An item. I'm going to take this one. I'm going to go with the tangerine out of the duffel bag, because I feel like that is the kind of the, I guess like the feel good prop of the, like it has the meaning to it, like kind of like Shawshank, where it's like, you know, do you remember the Mexican town that I was going to live in? Zihuatanejo. Yeah. But it's kind of like the little thing, like his calling card. Like, I, you know, come down, be with me.
My little droplet of trail.
Yeah. Shooting his shot. Shoot or shoot. I like the tangerine.
I feel like we should all agree that we can't say the money, because that's just too easy.
Yeah, I was having trouble thinking of my prop that wouldn't be the money.
In a perfect world, we won't need the money, because this podcast is so successful, we don't need the money.
True.
I'll share mine.
Yep.
Is it Fenway?
My favorite prop was the letter that he left on the back of the FBI's agent's car that said, go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
That was good cursive.
And when you're at the end of your rope and you're begging me to be my hero, or what does he say? You're begging me to give information for a plea. I'm going to tell you, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Nope. He's telling you, go fuck yourself.
That's and then good. He just hands it to the guy walking by, and he's like,
it was the lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gives it to the lawyer. He's like, what'd he say to
you? That's another one that I'm like, I thought it was just some cop or something, and it was her lawyer. I was like,
said, this is for you, I think is what he said.
Yeah. And it was like, he hands it to her lawyer.
I was walking past somebody and they gave me that and they said, this is for you. I said, go.
Yeah, like,
I'm at least like, he just kept going. I don't know.
You go fuck yourself, guy.
I'd be pissed.
I mean, it is Boston, so they're a different breed out there.
It's true. It's true.
No, it might be like the C word in Australia. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Joe John, what are you taking other than Blake Lively's underwear?
Yeah, I feel like I'm having a hard time. I was thinking of like saying this, like one of the switches or, you know, something like that. I think.
Well, they burned them all.
You're going to have to bear with me here, but obviously this is hypothetical. If I could, I would take the Xbox from 2010 because that is prime gaming.
Okay. No, it's a 360.
I know, but in 2010.
Okay.
So I said, you got to bear with me a little bit, but. So I'll take.
Yeah. Okay. Honorable mention, probably Jem's tattoo. I'm sorry, your name's Jim or Jem?
Oh, you're talking about the Fighting Irish tattoo?
Well, it's both.
Yeah, with him holding the money bag.
Yeah.
Sick tattoo, by the way.
If you're Irish, I mean, if you're German, what do you get?
Sausage.
I got one of those.
6 inches.
Mr. 5 inches here.
Nice. Did you not want to rate the movie?
I've got a question. How many people do you think after that movie measured it with a dollar bill?
I mean, who hasn't prior to?
Raise your hand here if you did that on the plane.
I was right next to the bathroom.
That's why the stewardess was watching me. He's like, what the hell's going on with that guy?
I said, babe, I'm going to go measure myself in the bathroom.
This plane isn't the only thing torqued right now.
Dude, I was scared yesterday.
Yeah, you went to India. That's nuts.
I'm not going to slander these lovely states on our podcast, so I'll save this for after hours.
Be careful because Ms. Johnson might be listening. You don't want
to. And yeah, well, she's got one more episode from the first year, so we still got a ways to go before she catches up.
Okay.
What if we break up by the time she catches up?
Yeah. Then the next episode, Indiana is full of trash. Everybody there is just a piece of shit.
Full of trash. Trashy people. There's no internet.
Mike Pence lives there. Look what happened to him.
Why are all these roads closed for construction and none of it's posted on any GPS? These are questions.
Ron Artest.
I can't remember the name of the governor. I would keep the bit going. No, we got some time before that. But yes, I mean, who hasn't measured by that dollar bill? I mean, not me, obviously.
No. Tape measure.
Time to get what you have.
Egg rolls.
Egg rolls. I am a perfect egg roll.
1.5 shrimp egg roll.
Ooh. Nice. That's a good one. We're talking width or length or both.
As radio once said, both.
You girthy son of a gun. Real Girth Brooks over here. We can rate it. I would say it's a good 9.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty high.
I would have to agree. It's definitely up there for me.
I wish I could have like any memory of like what we've rated any movie prior.
It's all nonsense.
It's so silly. Every time we're just starting from scratch. I liked it. I keep hitting my camera too. If you're watching this on YouTube, first off, we appreciate you. Second, I'm sorry I keep hitting my camera.
So emotional with his reactions.
I was just talking to the fan. Because I'm going to watch that and be like, wow, I feel spoken to.
Hey, we have like 30 people watch the last video.
I know, dude. I'm hyped. Thank you for watching if you are. What were we just talking about?
The rating.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody had a little too much ice cream.
I'm not going to ask you what you said. It's bad podcasting if I ask again.
I said somebody had a little too much ice cream.
I probably did, which I'll probably go back afterwards. I've been trying. I'm starting. Well, actually, tomorrow I'm starting to be really healthy. Anyway, my rating. I like it. It's just not a movie that I would watch dozens of times. Like, it's a good movie. I don't want to take away from it. I was going to give it a 7.5, but you guys have talked me up to an 8.
Okay.
8's very respectable.
Yeah. Be your own person. You can rate it whatever you want.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Again, that's where it's like I have no reference because I don't want to, like, I feel like 7.5 would kind of be based on what I think I've rated before selling it short.
Yeah.
So 8 feels right.
If it's on, I'll watch it.
Yes.
I own it. And there are times where I'm like, you know what? I do want to get the juices flowing. I want to rob a bank. Boom. Put it on.
Bleach everything.
Yeah. Everything.
What do you guys think of the Now You See Me series? Isn't that like heists as well?
Yeah. Magic heists.
Okay, I queued those up to watch next in the spirit of my heists fixed.
It's pretty good. I mean, second one was unnecessary, but
I've seen clips. Yeah, it looks, you know, again, just like a fun kind of silly movie.
It's like
Isla Fisher in it.
Who?
Isla Fisher.
I believe so. Oh, by the way, I looked up the name of the other woman, the one that Rebecca Hall was the other. Oh. Yeah,
it's got a lot of Ocean's 11 vibe to it.
Yeah, but they're like magic, right?
Yeah, magicians.
Yeah, I love Fisher.
They throw cards at people.
Yeah, so I don't know if we ever get to like 1,000 movie episodes and we need to start pulling from the vault. Maybe we'll come back to there.
Sure.
Cool. Right, anything else we wanted to cover?
No, I think that's it. Take us home.
Yeah, I mean, if you're still watching, still listening to the podcast, we appreciate it. I know Phil talked about it in the beginning, but we're going to be back on the regular upload schedule, so you guys are going to be hearing this tomorrow from where we are right now. Check us out, YouTube videos, doing all the card stuff on there, social media, you know, Facebook, that's where we're going to be keeping you guys up to date, putting links to everything we post, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, I'm never going to call it X. Try and do more there. So we'll be more active on there. Follow, like, subscribe. We appreciate it. We didn't get any special guests today, so maybe we'll have our special guest tune in for the next episode. But yeah, appreciate it. I'm going to try to do the same thing with the music right now, so we can just keep talking.
Okay.
And I'm going to try. And
then you can, like, kind of put it up in there. But yeah. So that thank you for stopping in, and we appreciate it. We love you. Be good to each other out there, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Bye, Felicia.